What's up, freaks? I'm Zach, your host of The Ox, where I bring you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom, no bullshit, no topic off limits. If you enjoy this podcast, send an episode to someone you care about. The best way to spread love is to share what you love. Thank you for helping us blow this shit up. Now, without further ado, let's plug in. What's going on, everyone? So I'm looking at podcast statistics yesterday, and I want to read some statistics for you. This is from thepodcasthost.com. There will be a reason for this. There will be a reason why I'm going through this. Okay, so if you get more than 26 downloads in 1 week, 7 days of release, you're in the top 50% of podcasts. 72 downloads, you're in the top 25, all the way down to top 1%. And then if you get more than 3,062 downloads, you are in the top 1% of podcasts. So I'm looking at these statistics. It has all these statistics where it's like 50%, 25%, 10%, 5%, 1%. And when I get down to 1%, I can't believe how low the 3,062 download number is. I can't believe how low the top 1% of podcast downloads is. And I realize that I overestimate the top 1%. When I think about the top 1% in something, for example, with podcasting, I'm not thinking of the top 1% correctly. I'm thinking of number one. I'm confusing number one with the top 1%. So I'm confusing Joe Rogan, who is number one, who gets over a million downloads in an episode. I don't know how many it is. He gets like a billion downloads a year. So way over a million downloads an episode. And I'm like, oh, Joe Rogan, top 1%, must be top 1%. That's what the 1% is. But no, he's top fucking like 0.00001% of podcast downloads. He is the upper echelon. And so I was confusing, and I suspect other people do this as well. I'm confusing the 1% with number one. And there is a fucking massive difference. There is a bigger difference between the top 1% and number one than there is the top 1% and the bottom 99. The difference between the top 1% and the podcast that gets zero downloads is 3,062 downloads. The top 1% of podcasts, according to thepodcasthost.com, you get 3,062 downloads in 1 week. You are in the top 1% of podcasts. So the difference between zero downloads and 1% is 3,000. The difference between 1% and number one is 3 fucking million downloads. It's millions of downloads. And that's a huge fucking difference. And a lot of people quit in the top 1%. They don't realize how fucking close they are to the top 1%. They don't even realize that they're in the top 1%. And there are people that are in the top 1% of podcasts right now. There are 1.9 million podcasts. Sorry, my left ear is clogged, so it's pissing me off right now. But there are people that are in the top 1% of podcasts that are getting 3,000 downloads a week that don't even realize that they're in the top 1%, because they're probably making the same mistake that I did, whereas they're overestimating what it means to be in the top 1%. They're getting more downloads than 99% of people, yet they feel like, oh, you know, this podcast isn't really doing well. You know, we're not really putting up numbers. You know, every advertiser wants me to have 100,000 downloads per episode before they even talk about advertising. And it's like, you need to take a step back and appreciate the difficulty of what you're doing. You have to take a step back and realize that what you're doing, a lot of people want to have the best podcast in the world. A lot of people want to have a podcast that has 100,000, a million downloads, and it's very fucking difficult. And it's also difficult to get into the top 1%. I remember, you know, I'm fortunate enough and I've worked hard to get into the top 1% of podcast downloads with this podcast. And I remember for a while putting out episodes for probably a few months where, you know, I'd see numbers like, you know, 30 people downloads. I'd look and see like, oh, like how many I get today? And it's like 37 people downloaded your podcast. And I mean like 37 total. Like I had multiple episodes out there and it was like 37 total. Maybe like 16 people streamed it the first day. And I was like, fuck. And yeah, you have to take a step back and appreciate the difficulty of what you're doing, because you would be stupid to quit in the top 1% of what you do. If you make it that far, especially if you're young, especially if you're in your 20s or 30s, like you're in the top 1% of what you do, like keep fucking going. Like I've thought about giving up with podcasting, and I know that this, according to statistics, that this podcast, again, very fortunate for the downloads, that we're in the top 1% that category. We're nowhere near the downloads that someone like a Joe Rogan or Tim Dillon or Tim Ferriss brings in. But we're chipping away, and we appreciate everyone that's tuning into this. And so that is my message to you. The Joe Rogan effect, I guess, if I would call it that, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's podcasting or music or writing articles, writing short stories, whatever it is, do not confuse the number one with the 1%. There's a huge fucking gap in there for you to work yourself into, and also gain some awareness by doing some research. Look up, you know, what are the top 1% of short story writers pulling in? How many views? What are their advertising deals like? Do they even get ad deals? What are the top 10%? What's the top 20%? You know, what are the top 1% of music artists on Spotify pulling in? Not the top 100, but the top 1%. Don't look at the fucking Post Malones and Ariana Grandes and Kygos. Look at, statistically, out of everyone that's releasing shit on Spotify, who's the top 1%? And you may be surprised on how low those numbers are, because there's a huge drop off. There's a huge drop off from the very top to where it starts to level out, and you get those people that, you know, a lot of people start shit and their accounts are active, but they're not releasing shit, or they're inconsistent, or their shows just suck. And you know, keep that in mind. Keep the 1% in mind. Cultivate an understanding of the 1% of what that really means for what you do. Don't always look at the top. It's good to look at the top. I admire people at the top. But when you're looking at it for comparison in terms of downloads and reach, it doesn't do much positive for you. It doesn't do much positive for me. I like listening to Joe Rogan, and I'm inspired by the content he puts out, and I try to steal things that he does and incorporate them into my own content and other podcasters too that I like. But what hurts me is when I look at Joe Rogan's downloads and I'm like, fuck, like how can I get there? Because that is an anomaly. Number one is an anomaly. It is fucking insane to get to that level. And you can't expect yourself to get to that level. You can't expect yourself to get into the 1%. You can't expect yourself to keep chipping once you get in there, but don't expect the fucking cream of the crop, top levels in terms of downloads. There are a lot of great fucking podcasts. There are a lot of great fucking music artists that aren't the top 100 artists in the world in terms of streams and downloads. That's just how it goes. That is, a lot of times it's out of your control how much global resonation your content has with people. There's just like, there's something that happens where you just fucking take off, and that's out of your control. But there's a lot of great artists, there's a lot of great creatives that put shit out, that is in the 1%. It's not the top, and it's still fucking great content. It's content that inspires me. So keep that in mind. Thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you guys next time.